You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The International Criminal Court is reportedly expected to issue an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over Israel's attack on Gaza. The report comes amidst massive protests against Netanyahu's administration as the war between Hamas and Israeli forces rages on. To discuss this further, we're joined on the line by Professor Chris Landsberg, the Director of the Center for African Diplomacy and Leadership at the University of Johannesburg, UJ. A very good morning to you, Professor, and welcome.
Thanks for having me, Boss.
Now, media reports are rife, Professor, that the United States was part of a last-ditch diplomatic effort to prevent the ICC from moving forward with its intentions on Israel. Tell us, what do you think is the likelihood of the ICC issuing that arrest warrant against Netanyahu?
Yeah, two excellent points. You're starting off there, and a very important question. Now, remember, you could have a case like we had in 2015 when Sudan's President al-Bashir was, of course, indicted. And that was indicted by the United States, the United Nations Security Council. And that's what people refer. But in the event of a prediction of or view by analyst observers and the ICC, their chances of a referral going to the UN Security Council will not succeed because any one member can use its veto power, such as President Putin in Russia. The office of the chief prosecutor of the ICC can themselves issue a warrant. Now, it's very important to understand here that South Africa again was in the forefront in November the 7th last year, before the ICJ. We should separate the ICJ and the ICC here, of referring with four other countries, Israel, to the ICC for crimes against humanity. But the Palestinian Authority did so in 2018 already. Now, for the chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, to be so bold to warn that he could issue a warrant, again, it's unprecedented. So that they will again get recognition this time around, even though he didn't initiate it originally. It was the Palestinian Authority that did so. But this is a major, major game changer. And just finally, on your question, I'm not surprised that the Americans will try and block it. And the ICC prosecutor's job could very well be on the line.
Mm-hmm. Now, Israel is not a member of the court and does not recognize its jurisdiction, but the Palestinian territories were admitted as an ICC member in 2015. So does the ICC then have jurisdiction over any potential war crimes carried out by the Israelis and even Hamas fighters in Israel in the Gaza Strip?
Absolutely. And in fact, nor is Russia a member of the ICC. So President Putin got a warrant of arrest, even though Russia is not. So here's the difference between the ICJ and the ICC. The ICJ is the big court, the high court of the UN, and you have to be a member state of the UN first, and you have to be a signatory to the Genocide Convention. The ICC, on the other hand, even if you're not a state party, any state party can refer a country, even if it's a non-state party, for committing crimes against humanity. I'm fascinated by what I read about what the referral, the reason for the warrant would be. It would actually be for weaponizing food, for starving the people. ICJ's investigation will take years to prove general crimes against humanity. He went there himself with a team from the ICC and chose to single out this particular one because we all know there is no dispute that there has been these blockages of aid to go into Palestine since the starting of the bombing campaign by Israel, and he feels he's got a very strong case. And remember, it's not just against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but other members of the cabinet as well, because the ICC goes after individuals who commit crimes, not a state, you know, a state party, but individuals. Which could be heads of states or heads of governments or members of governments or members of armies and armed forces.
Just briefly, Professor, what will issuing and executing this warrant mean on a political as well as a global scale for the Middle East and for Israel's ally, the United States?
That there will be now be confirmation that the man has become a pariah. He can't travel anymore. And just finally, signatory states like South Africa, many Western states that are signatories, America, of course, is not one, that he can't travel to these countries, and they are under obligation to arrest President Netanyahu or any of his cabinet members who would be arrested, who would be facing warrants.
I thank you so much for your thoughts, Professor Chris Landsberg, the director of the Center for African Diplomacy and Leadership at the University of Johannesburg, UJ.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.